Good morning, Mota Mota.
Good morning, guys. The song you're playing before is definitely on top, right?
Oh,
it's because
it's not inside.
Oh, you made an inside on top joke.
You just got to start the fight off on a good note.
Can I ask you?
Go ahead.
Did they hire you to represent Cremora because your voice is so creamy? Why are you not working in radio? This is ridiculous. Oh.
I thank you for securing my future. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you, guys. But yeah, I think to answer your question, I mean, you got it wrong a little bit, but it's okay. Good. We're all human beings.
Right?
How much did we get it wrong? Which bit?
Yeah.
Well, the fact is that Cremora is staying, right? It's staying as is. There's no change to the product. The recipe will remain the same.
Yes.
As you know, Cremora to love and behold within South Africa for the last 37 years, that's the brand that will still be on the shelves. Yes, you're correct. What we have done is put out the business to Lactalis South Africa, the sort of an acquisition of the brand, pending regulatory approval, of course. So until then, everything remains the same.
So it's still Cremora. The only thing that's changed is not Nestle Cremora.
In time, because the transaction is up as a perpetual agreement, what that means is the brand, should a competition commission approve it, the brand will probably evolve from a branding rights point of view, but that is all within Lactalis South Africa's, intention, if that is something they'd like to do. But of course, what you currently see on the shelf is what the brand is. But yes, in time, they most likely will a change in the brand name, but I can't.
We know it's not going off the shelves.
Yes.
It's going to be produced the same, same delicious recipe. Okay. We don't have to find alternatives.
Mota Mota, thank you so much for helping us out.
100%. Thank you for the time, guys.